experts, and empty suits. The inability to predict outliers implies the inability to predict the course of history, given the share of these events in the dynamics of events. But we act as though we're able to predict historical events, or even worse, as if we're able to change the course of history. We produce 30-year projections of Social Security deficits and oil prices without realizing that we can't even predict these for next summer. Our cumulative prediction errors for political and economic events are so monstrous that every time I look at the empirical record, I have to pinch myself to verify that I'm not dreaming. What is surprising isn't the magnitude of our forecast errors, but our absence of awareness of it. This is all the more worrisome when we engage in deadly conflicts. Wars are fundamentally unpredictable, and we don't know it. Owing to this misunderstanding of the causal chains between policy and actions, we can easily trigger black swans thanks to aggressive ignorance, like a child playing with a chemistry kit. Our inability to predict in environments subjected to the black swan, coupled with a general lack of the awareness of this state of affairs, means that certain professionals, while believing they're experts, are in fact not. Based on their empirical record, they don't know more about their subject matter than the general population, but they're much better at narrating, or worse, at smoking you with complicated mathematical models. They're also more likely to wear a tie. Black swans being unpredictable, we need to adjust to their existence rather than naively try to predict them. There are so many things we can do if we focus on anti-knowledge, or what we do not know. Among many other benefits, you can set yourself up to collect serendipitous black swans of the positive kind by maximizing your exposure to them. Indeed, in some domains, such as scientific discovery and venture capital investments, there is a disproportionate payoff from the unknown, since you typically have little to lose and plenty to gain from a rare event. We'll see that, contrary to social science wisdom, almost no discovery, no technologies of note, came from design and planning. They were just black swans. The strategy for the discoverers and entrepreneurs is to rely less on top-down planning and focus on maximum tinkering and recognizing opportunities when they present themselves. So I disagree with the followers of Marx and those of Adam Smith. The reason free markets work is because they allow people to be lucky, thanks to aggressive trial and error, not by giving rewards or incentives for skill. The strategy is, then, to tinker as much as possible and try to collect as many black swan opportunities as you can.